this morning. I want to turn first off to Acts 27:25. And before I give you my next passage, I want to say to you, I believe God. If I didn't believe God, I wouldn't bring this message this morning on Mother's Day. I told my wife, and she said, you better let me hear what you're going to bring before you bring that. The next passage I'd have you to turn to is Joshua chapter number 2. Verse number 1. Acts, hold your place, 27:25, in Joshua chapter number 2, verse number 1. Hold them places. This morning on Mother's Day, I want to preach a sermon that God's laid on my heart all week long. Rahab believed God. If you don't know your Old Testament, you don't know who Rahab is right now. But by the end of the sermon, I pray you know who Rahab is and how God used her in a mighty way. If you're a mama in here and you've done went wayward, you don't went sideways and you don't know what to do, I got good news for you. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Acts chapter number 27, verse number 25, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Acts 27:25, the Bible says, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. In Joshua chapter number 2 and verse number 1, the Bible says, and Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. In verse number 8, and before they were laid down, you remember, she took them in. She put them on the roof. She hid them out. She took care of them. If not, they would have died. And before they were laid down, she came up onto the top of the roof. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you. And when we came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Shine and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token, and that you will save alive my father, my mother, my brethren, and my sisters, and all that have, and deliver our lives from death. And the men answered her, our life for yours, if you utter not this our business. And it shall be, when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence on this Mother's Day, Father, I pray right now that you bless our mothers real good. Lord, I pray this morning that every mama that is in this place can say that they believe God. That they believe God for their family, for their home, for their life, for their health, for everything in their life, that they can say that I believe God. Father, this morning this is not a normal message for Mother's Day, but heaven sent. All the honor, all the glory. I pray you guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Let everything that's been said today will be about you. And if there's a mama in here this morning that's lost, I pray they be saved. If there's a mama gone wayward, I pray they get right. Lord God, I pray they'd see that you're no respecter of persons. You can move on anybody, any place, anytime, anywhere. So, Father, this morning I pray for that mama that's going through something. I pray you'd move on her real good this morning. And Lord, I'd pray if they'd be a daddy or a child in here that's lost, I pray they get saved too. Lord, I thank you for the blood of Jesus. And this morning, on the authority of God's word, I say that I believe God. I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people say it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. As we come this morning, Rahab believed God. As we come and we study the Word of God this morning, I want to lay it out to you the way that God laid it to me. I want to preach it the way that God preached it to my heart. I want to give you thus saith the Word of God. I wanted to come out of Proverbs 31:10. Who can find a virtuous woman? But God led me to here to Joshua chapter number 2. And I say to you as we come, Rahab believed God. But when you look at Rahab and you look at her background and you get into the Old Testament and you see the Rahab that I'm talking about and you look at her background, she was a harlot. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter number 11 verse 31, she was the harlot. The background of the harlot would be this. She would be a prostitute, a street walker, or a home wrecker. She would not be a lady, but God is no respecter of persons who He will move on. The Bible says in Romans chapter number 2 and verse number 11, the Bible says, for there is no respecters of persons with God. Hey, as we get to the Bible this morning, I want you to know that God has no respecters. And as we've been studying that I believe God, I pray this morning when you walk out, you can say that I believe God. You say, preacher, if she is a streetwalker, if she is a prostitute, if she is a homewrecker, what does that got to do with Mother's Day? That's got a lot to do with it. It doesn't matter if you don't fit that there or not. I want you to know this morning, the only thing that changed her life was faith in God. Amen? That she had faith that God could and that God would change her life. And as we come this morning, I want to show you in verse number 10, how that Rahab believed God. Look with me in verse number 10 this morning. The Bible says, for we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you. This morning as Rahab comes, she said, we have heard the message. She said, we've heard the message loud and clear. You said, preacher, what does that got to do? Hey, when you hear the message of God and you hear thus saith the word of God, at that moment that obligation is not on God no more. Hey, but it is put on you. When you hear the word of God, that obligation comes your way. You've got to do something with it when you hear the word of God. Here, Rahab had been living one way. Hey, but when she heard the word of God, she had an opportunity to live another way. This morning, she heard the message of deliverance. She heard the message of desperation. As you look in the text in verse number 10, she said, we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea. She said, we know how y'all came over. We know how you came from one shore to the other. Hey, God dried it up. He split the Red Sea so you could walk around on dry ground and get over. Hey, this morning I got good news. Hey, if you've heard the message, God can dry it up in your life. All the things that you've got going on this morning, He can dry it up and give you of the living water this morning. He had an obligation, the message of deliverance, but the message of desperation. She was desperate in what she heard. She knew that God had moved on everything and she wanted to be right there where God was. This morning the Bible says that message gave her an obligation to hear that word. Romans 10:17, the Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing. You said, preacher, how does she have faith? She had heard how God had moved. She had heard how God had delivered the people before her and she knew that they was coming and they was going to destroy Jericho and everything that was going to be destroyed. And she didn't want to be destroyed. This morning there's mamas in here and you don't want your family to be destroyed. You want your family to have life and have it more abundantly. Can I get an amen? And this morning she said that she's heard the message. So then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Here Rahab is. She's a harlot. She's out in the world doing the things of the world. You said, preacher, does God go looking for people like that? I guarantee you, if He didn't go looking for people like that, there wouldn't be nobody in this room. Can I get an amen? Hey, you may not fit this description. This may not line up with you or right on the money, but we've all had sin in our life and we still have sin in our life that needs to be dealt with by the blood of Jesus Christ. And as we come this morning,
She said, we've heard the message, how you can deliver, how I, when I'm desperate, you can help me, and I want that in my life. And look what she said, number two, not only have we heard the message, she had an obligation, but she said, our hearts melted. When you hear that word of God, and that word of God gets inside of a person, and at that moment in your life, you have an opportunity. Look what she said in verse number 11, if you will. And as soon as we heard these things, what did she hear? She heard that message of God. She heard how God was moving all around. This morning you may be in here and you say, I've heard that God's moving everywhere, but He's not moving in my life. I got good news. He can move in your life. Amen. And this morning it was our hearts melted, gave her an opportunity. Look with me if you will in verse number 11. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Her heart's melted. It gave her an opportunity. You say, preacher, what opportunity is it? It gave her an opportunity to plead for help from God. Hey, this woman had never talked to God, but she got pleading to God. Amen? Have you ever got to that place you ain't never really talked to God that much, but you find yourself in a place and you get to pleading and you get to begging God? Here's where Rahab was. And here's what she said. She said, I have an opportunity to plead for help and I have an opportunity to pray to the God in heaven. This morning, look what she says in verse 12. Now, therefore, I pray you. She said, I pray. I need help like never before. There may be a mom in here this morning, and you say, preacher, I've heard that message. I've heard it time and time again. But this morning, my heart's melting. I'm needing help. I'm needing rest. I'm needing peace. I'm needing delivered from what I'm in this morning. Do you know this morning you ain't got to be superwoman? Hey, you're just mama. Amen? Amen? You say, well, ain't nothing changing. You just keep praying. Look what Rahab did. We heard the message and our hearts melted. The opportunity to plead, the opportunity to pray. She said, now therefore I pray you swear unto me the Lord. Since I have showed you kindness, she had the opportunity to pursue this great help from God. And look what she did here in verse number 12. She said, now therefore I pray you swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show me kindness unto my father's house. Rahab got to praying, and she didn't pray for only herself, but she prayed for her family. She prayed for her father. She prayed for her mother. She prayed for her brother. She prayed for her sisters. And she got to praying. And she said, I know that your God is the God in heaven above, and I know He's the God in the earth beneath. The Bible says this morning in Matthew chapter number 6 and verse number 10, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Can I get an amen? Hey, if you want His will in heaven to come to earth, you've got to get to a place in your life where you hear that word and your heart is melting. Hey, this world we live in, there's a lot of hard-hearted people. They're eat up with the things of this world. And you say, preacher, what's going to turn them around? It won't be you and it won't be me, but it'll be thus saith the word of God. It'll break a stony heart. It'll break it slap in two. Oh, Rahab, she was the harlot. But you know what? Hey, God used her and God can use you. Amen? Woo! Glory to God. We heard the message. Our hearts melted. And then what did she do, preacher? She believed. She got to that place that she heard the message and her heart melted. But she said, I humbly want to make a move. I humbly want to make a move. You can sit in a service. Listen to me this morning as a mama. You can sit in a service. You can hear the message. All you want to hear it. Your heart can melt. Have you ever been there? Boy, I need to do something, but I'm just going to keep sitting. You can get to the place, you hear the message so much, you get used to it. You get numb to it. You get where you don't care about it. It's my way or the highway. That's your mentality. Here when Rahab comes, she knew that everything she had, her family and everything was fixing to be destroyed. Can I say to you this morning, under the sound of God's voice coming through this place, you listen to me, we're in that same shape and there's people dying, going to hell. And the only hope we got is that we believe God for our families, that they may be saved, that they may turn around and they may get on the right path. You say, preacher, they're too far gone. If there's air in them lungs, they're not too far gone. Amen. He said, how do you know He hears my prayer? The Bible says, let me give you, how do you know He hears my prayer, preacher? How do you know? Because my Savior is seated on the right hand of God. Right hand of the Father. Seated on the right hand of the Father. But listen to this. In Psalm 16, the Bible says that God is seated on the right hand of Jesus. Come here, Brandy. Baby, please. Me and her are seated. Now, either the Bible's a liar. No. He said, how do I know when I hear the word, my heart melts and I want to make a move? How do I know God's going to understand? How do I know He's going to move? How do I know He's going to make a way? If Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father, but Jesus said that the Father's sitting on His right hand, can that work? She's on my right hand. Now, how can she? It can't work if He's sitting this way. But you listen to me this morning. You say, preacher, I prayed. You keep praying. If she's on my right hand, I'm on her right hand. This morning, I want you to know Jesus Christ is standing there and before the Father God right to us. And when I get on my knees and I get to that place, I've heard the message. My heart is melting and I'm humbly wanting God to move on me. And I get to praying and it starts moving Jesus. The problem we got is we ain't got people of God moving the man of God. Amen. They're not moving heaven. They're throwing up little bitty prayers. They're not getting real with God. But when you get real with God and it starts shaking heaven and the Holy Ghost sends it to the Son and it gets shaking heaven and Jesus knows it. He looks at the Father and He says, forgive them, Father. Help them, Father. Move on them, Father. Deliver them, Father. Get them out of the mess that they are in. Amen. See, our concept is that He's sitting over here not doing nothing. But He's never not doing nothing. Jesus is always working and He is right. Come back up here, baby. Boy, that's good. Woo! Glory. Boy, that's good. You know how many times I mess up in a day? I'd hate no Jesus just sitting there cutting His fingernails. No. He's sitting there faced with the Father. And when I mess up and God looks at me, He looks through the Son's eyes. Because in Psalm 16, it says that the Father's sitting on the right hand of the Son. They're sitting here right with one another, looking right at one another. And when I get humble in my life and I ask God to move, Jesus is begging on my behalf. This morning you may be seated. Boy, I love that woman. Man, she's pretty. Whew. Son, get back up now. Son, I ain't looked in my eyes like that in a long time. Whew. It's a mama of my babies. New baby, same old daddy. Amen. Man, I'd run a rabbit. Let me get back on course. Can't help it. I don't want to lose that love. You know, I'm going to share this with you this morning. I'm going to slow down. She said, we have heard the message. Everybody in this room has heard the message. Mama, you come in today wanting to hear who can find a virtuous woman. I come in to tell you today that you don't have to be everything that everybody tells you you got to be. But you got to be everything that God's called you to be. You got to be what that Word of God says today. And I want to give you this. The Rahab said this. She said, look in verse 10, we've heard how you dried up the water of the Red Sea. Look here in verse 11. Our hearts melted. Man, we're melted. There's somebody here this morning, you may be melting under the power of God, and you don't want to be melting, but you can't do nothing about it. The only authority you got right now in this service is this, if you'll humbly make a move or not. You don't have the power over hearing it. You don't. You don't have the power over the heart's melting. That spirit will melt that heart right where you're sitting. The only power you got over this service is to humbly make a move. And look what she said. She had an outpouring here. Look what she said with me in verse 12. And go to 13. Verse 12. I have showed you kindness that you will also show kindness unto my Father's house. He said, preacher, did she really humbly make a move? I guarantee she did. Look what she said. She said, will you give me a true token? She said, God, I want to see you move, but I want to know you moved. She said this. She said, I got an outpouring of her humility, and I got this when I read it. She said, I want a token. I want something to tell me that you're going to move on me. I believe you, but I need a token. Folks, this morning, if you want to know a token, if you need a token to know how real God is, you got air in your lungs. He takes it, you're dead. She says, I want a promise. I want something I can hold on to. In this unchanging world, if you've ever needed a promise, you needed something that you hold on to that you can't lose, can I say Jesus is His name? She said, I need a solid foundation, Brother J.D. I need to know that I know. A street walker and a home wrecker, not a lady.
How do you know the story don't end there? How do you know the story don't end there? I see she had an obligation. I seen she had an opportunity. I seen she got to a place that she had an outpouring of the Spirit. And she said, God, I want this in my life. But let me show you the outcome of Rahab's faith. This morning, I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know why God sent this way, but He does. That's all that matters. Rahab believed God. There's a lot of families still together in here because of praying mamas. Loving mamas. And Rahab, you'll find her the next place. I'm going to show you where you're going to find her mentioned is in the Hall of Faith. In the Hall of Faith. You see, how do you know she made a move, preacher? Because God didn't leave her where He found her. Preacher, how do you know if I get to where I need to be and I get asking God to move? How do you know? He's no respecter of persons. Turn me to Hebrews 11:31. Whew, the outcome of Rahab's faith. Hebrews 11:31. I done told you she had an obligation to move. Told you she had an opportunity if she'd just do it. She had an outpouring. She asked God to move, give her a token, give her something to let her know. God said, you want a token to know that you've made it? I'll just write your name down. Can I say that if you've been born again, your name's been written down. I want to ask you, how will your faith end? How are you going to end up? Are you going to end up in the Hall of Faith or the Hall of Shame? That's up to you. Mama, that's up to you. Hey, your kids love you, man. They can love you up one side and down the other, but that won't get you to heaven. You can be the best mama, best provider, everything. Just because she's the mama of my kids ain't going to get her to heaven. Just because I've been married 23 years, she ain't going to heaven on that. She's going to heaven and her name will be written down because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 11:31. By faith, the harlot. Now she ain't no ordinary harlot, son. She knows how to manipulate and intimidate. She knows how to get what she wants from who she wants, when she wants it, and how she wants it. But can I say, when she met the Master, things changed. And what changed is in Joshua chapter number 2, she was the harlot. But in Hebrews 11:31, look at this. By faith, nothing else. For by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourself, but it is a gift of God. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not. When she had received the spies with peace. You know what she did? When she heard that message, she got to that place, her heart melted. She humbly moved toward God. She wasn't in a strain to do it. She did it with peace. She did it with peace. She did it. She knew what she had to have. I may be talking not only to a mama today, but a daddy today. You're struggling. You say, preacher, man, I've got it on every corner. Yeah, I understand. So, preacher, what do I do? You've heard the message. Now you have an obligation, what you're going to do with it. Your heart be melting. It's your opportunity. I'll do it tomorrow. He can harden that heart just like he can soften it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Romans 1, he'll turn you over to a reprobate mind, son. So, preacher, I'll just read your Bible. But you can humbly make a move. Get to that place in your life that your outcome will be what you want it to be. At the end of the day, I want to say this. Rahab believed God. I thank God this morning that He's no respecter of persons. When you come in here this morning, I want to go around this room and I want to say every mom in here is, man, that just top notch. Amen? Top of the line, love it, man. You know what? But it don't always go that way. I was in a testimony service. Hadn't been preaching very long. I was in a testimony service. Was giving testimony. And this mama stood up in the middle of service and she said, I've not always been a good mom. I've been one of the sorriest mamas they are. Pitiful. Sorry. No good. And I'm standing up there just not amening. Just, whoa. And she sat down. She sat about right over in here at a church. And her daughter popped up in the back and she said, you're exactly right. You're the sorriest mama there ever been. I thought, what in the world is going on? You've never been there for me. You left me when I was a kid. You've never been there for me. You've never been nothing for me. I thought, this got to turn around. We fixed to have a fight in the church. And all of a sudden, here's what she said. Until you got born again. Until you got born again. Until your heart got melted by the Spirit of God and you got humbled. Then you became my mama. Then you started treating me like a mama's supposed to treat. That girl and that mama got up and they met in the middle of that church. They hugged and they loved. And boy, they had a good time. I'm sitting up there sweating bullets big as your fingernail. He said, preacher, what got you out of the hot water? I wasn't in the hot water. The Holy Ghost was taking care of every bit of it. You may be in here this morning. You say, preacher, I ain't been the mama I'm supposed to be. Preacher, I ain't. I've put off my responsibility. Listen to me. God's no respecter of persons. Today can be the day that you say, I'm going to start where God would have me to start. And I'm going to do what God would have me to do. Let us pray. Father, I love you and I thank you for this day. Lord God, I thank you for the very many blessings of life. Lord, I thank you right now, Father God, that Jesus is sitting right there making intercession for me right now. Father God, on behalf of the blood, Father God. And I thank you for that this morning. I thank you, Father God, this morning that we've heard the message this morning, Father, how even Rahab believes you. Lord God, none of us has got an excuse to not believe you this morning. And what you can do, this church is a prime example of what you can do. And how you can melt hearts. And how people humbly can walk to an old-timey altar and do business with an old-timey God, no matter how tied up in sin they're in, you can deliver it and set the captive free. And Lord, their outcome can be better than the way they come in. By faith, the harlot Rahab believed God. Bless this time of invitation. It's in Jesus' holy, precious name we ask. And all of God's people said, I ask you to stand.